Hi, this is Amherst Eclectic, back for another podcast, and today I found an article and I found a subject matter that I've talked about on other podcasts, and I haven't really elaborated on it, so I thought maybe I should elaborate on it now in another podcast to kind of detail what I was talking about. And basically I'm talking about manscaping. I know that I have mentioned in other podcasts that I am not a huge fan of beards, mustaches, any kind of facial hair, but I'm also not a huge fan of men who don't manscape. Now that's my personal preference. There are other people who they like that. They like someone who has a beard, or they like somebody who has, you know, a little more hair on their body. I mean, you know, in the gay world, they like bears. That's what they call them. It's bears. Guys that have beards and a lot of hair on their body, and they like that. I am not one of those people. I am not one of those people, though. In fact, I am very much a fan of, you know, there are a lot of women who don't shave their legs, and they don't shave their underarms, things like that. You know, I am not a fan of that either. I prefer to be shaved and groomed. Now, I won't say that there have been times that I've not shaved my legs, but I'm always shaving my underarms, or, you know, if there's any, you know, hair or that gets on your face, you know, sometimes you might get a little hair there and darker hair here and there. You know, I'll pluck those out. You know, I am not a fan of that sort of look. I don't know if that's just because I've grown up in a misogynist society, a patriarchal society, but there is a part of me that really likes, when you shave, it's just, it feels cleaner, it's smoother. Underarms, you don't get as much, you're not trapping as much bacteria. Same with private area, you're not trapping bacteria down there. It just, for me, feels cleaner and smoother, just for myself. And I, you know, if I'm going to be doing that, if I'm going to be taking the time to, you know, womanscape, we'll call it that, womanscape, then I expect you to manscape, right? Not a fan of the hair on the face, because I do not like hair in my mouth. So when I'm kissing someone, I don't want to have your beard, your mustache, or whatever it is in my mouth. Sorry, I just don't want it. And I think I've mentioned in past podcasts about, you know, how there's bacteria and there's, and then you get that, you know, dry, you get, it's almost like the same thing that you get when you have it on your head, when you have hair on your head, you get, you know, flakes of skin and things, and sometimes people get dandruff in their beards and their mustaches, and, you know, and then not to mention, I mean, I've talked about this during the pandemic, you know, they've talked about how hair holds on to germs. Hair holds on to dirt and smog and things that are in the air. And there's bugs that get in your hair and all of that. And that's why if you don't wash your hair, I think that's the subject matter I talked about. If people who didn't wash your hair, and how, I just think that's gross if you're not washing your hair every day. And I mean, at least rinsing some warm water through it and, you know, combing it out, you know, to get the dirt and the bugs or anything else that are in your hair. So, you know, I read a medical article that said you really should wash your hair every day, even if it's just, you know, with a hot to really, really warm water, just, and the oil that builds up on your hair and the skin that builds up on your head. I mean, literally the skin and dirt and everything start to pile up in your hair because they hold on to it. Each hair follicle holds on to all that stuff, and you get a layer of skin on the top of your head if you're not washing your hair or combing it or whatever. And then not to mention the oil and the dirt that builds up in your hair, and it gets really disgusting that you have to use soap to get that out. So I'm not a real big fan of people who, you know, do the dreads and things like that either, because I need someone who washes their hair every day. I need someone who runs water through their hair every day. And if you want to live that way, that's fine, dandy. Just don't get near me. I mean, I don't... people say that dreads aren't dirty. Yeah, they are. I've been around people who have dreads, and they're dirty. They're nasty. They smell. So, yeah, they're dirty. You have to put water through your hair every day. Now, that's, you know, it doesn't matter if what ethnicity you're is wearing that sort of hairdo. It, you know, you really need to wash your hair. So, I'm not a big fan of that. So, if that's happening with the hair on your head, just imagine what's happening on your face. It's the same thing. You're getting that same sort of bacteria. During COVID, they said that you could carry COVID in your hair. You could carry it in your beard. You could carry it on your hair and your head. You know, COVID germs can be trapped in that hair. And if you're not washing every single day with soap through your hair, with shampoo or some sort of soap, you're not getting rid of that. You're not killing that bacteria, and it's still in your hair. So they had cases of people who were catching COVID because everything was done in their household except somebody didn't wash their hair, and that's where the COVID came from. Gross. So, yeah, it does matter. You do need to wash your hair every day. So, that's just an example. So, if you can carry that kind of stuff in your hair, you can carry it in the hair on your face or the hair on your body, right? And then when you're talking about armpits and you're talking about private areas, there is tons of bacteria that's forming in private areas because you're defecating, you're peeing, you're pooing in that private area, and those kind of that kind of bacteria travels, right? So you really need to maintain yourself and keep yourself clean. That means not just wiping your butt when you go to the bathroom. That means taking a shower. And not just one shower a day. You know, you have to take two or three just to maintain cleaning. You know, after you work out, you know, when you get up in the morning, you sweat all night. That's why we have covers on bed mattresses and things like that, because people sweat all night. And it's a natural thing that happens. Nothing wrong with it. It's just like, you know, when you get up in the morning, you take a shower and you brush your teeth because, you know, you have a film on your teeth and you have sweat and whatever that you've had during the night, right? Plus, you want to wash your hair and everything so that it gets back to normal. But same thing happens after you've gone to work all day. You should probably come home and take a shower immediately and take your clothes off that you wore at work, because you're bringing home germs and things from that workplace as well, right? Same thing happens with kids. When kids go to school, you know, I've made the suggestion to many of my friends, you know, when your kid comes home, their kids used to get sick all the time when they came home. And my suggestion to them was, you know, immediately take your kids' clothes off, get them in a shower, spray down their backpacks, or, you know, wipe down their backpacks or whatever, spray their shoes, all of that, and before they walk into the house, and make sure that they go straight to a shower, right? And exponentially, my friends have told me that their kids getting sick has gone down quite a bit when they did that, right? So that's another example of, you know, when all of the people that you're running into, all the things you're running into during the day, once you bring that into your house, then everybody starts getting sick. But if everybody immediately takes their shoes off, takes their clothes off, throws them in the wash, and takes a shower when they get home, all of my friends have told me that was a great suggestion, because everybody getting sick went way down. Because you're not bringing that stuff into the home. You're not bringing the dirt in, etc. So it's just a good practice to manscape, or to womanscape, or to shave, per se. Also, to, you know, try to keep that bacteria from building up. So, I found an article that has the 10 benefits of manscaping. And why this guy says he has a manscaping routine. But, you know, he said there was plenty of reasons why he decided to manscape. And for him, it just made sense. But for those who aren't convinced that it's right for them, he selected 10 reasons why you need to start manscaping today. Let's see, in case you're not completely clear on what manscaping is, it's when you trim your downstairs, your baggage department, using a trimmer specifically designed for your testicles, he calls them balls, is where it begins, and then carefully trimming and washing the area is going to make a difference. So, you know, definitely if you're going to be manscaping, you want to clean yourself first before you trim, because you don't want to get that bacteria in on a trimmer, right? And then it starts building up in your trimmer. Gross. You know, how hard is that going to be to get out of your trimmer and clean? So you want to make sure that you shower and really clean your downstairs area before you use a trimmer. And if during the time that you're trimming you get sweaty or whatever, you might want to wash off again before you continue to trim. Be careful. Be very careful when you're doing that, though. This guy said he's been manscaping for years, and he's discovered a whole bunch of reasons why manscaping is a big deal, and why you should be doing it too. He lists a bunch of trimmers that you can buy. I'm not going to go through them, but you know, you can find trimmers online. I mean, nowadays you can look for this stuff pretty much in the privacy of your own home. You don't have to go out to a store and look for them. And then you can decide which one is best, right? And then, you know, if you go to the store, then you can look at them and decide again which one's best. And people don't need to know that you're buying it to trim your nether regions. They can just, you know, most people when you're looking at razors think you're doing it for your face, right? Let's see. I discovered the safest trimmer for your testicles, which gives you an incredible close shave. The trimmer is part of my daily routine. So he has that on here. Okay, whether you're manscaping or womanscaping, yeah, that's what he calls it, it's always a good idea. Below are the top 10 reasons. Okay, it's better for you. He says there's no secret that manscaping is a lot better for you, which I totally agree. Like I was listing before, you know, there's lots of benefits that go along with getting rid of that nasty hair and bacteria that comes with it, right? It catches everything. Keeping everything trimmed allows you to give the groin area a deeper clean. And this guy says he's a big fan of clean. Well, so am I. And if you are too, then manscaping is where it begins. You'd be surprised how many dead cells and molecules, sweat, urine, and dirt can collect where there's a lot of hair. This type of environment is also the perfect breeding place for odors, grime, yeast, and bacteria, especially on a sizzling hot day. The solution to all these disgusting problems is to keep all the hairs trimmed short so that you can thoroughly clean the area. Right? By the way, that's why I love all of, they call them Happy Nuts products. So I don't want to promote anything here, but that's what he's talking about. It's because they don't put any bad for you ingredients in their products like aluminum, parabens, and even sulfate. Which I'm sure this guy is just trying to promote something that someone's paying him to promote. Okay, number two, it makes you feel a lot more confident. It's a proven fact that those who take pride in their appearance and are more confident in business and life. And I can see this, you know, it's sort of like when a woman wears really nice, lacy, frilly, pretty undergarments. She knows she's wearing them, but not everybody else knows that she's wearing them. Or when a woman goes and gets either, you know, electrolysis, hair removal, or she has gotten waxed, her hair waxed. Nobody else knows that she's waxed her private areas, but she knows. And she can feel better about herself knowing that, you know, she's taking care of herself and her needs, right? It may just be in your head, but a trimmed front yard, and this is for guys, does give you the confidence you need to take a step forward. It's not just taking a step forward, but your best step forward. Think about it. Trimmed, clean, and confident will be your new slogan. Personally, I find myself more confident while being manscaped. It's just that feeling of being the best person that you can be and taking pride in yourself. And even if that's the part that's not a lot, that not a lot of people see. And I could see that. Because, and also I could see men feeling more confident knowing that they're clean, they're taking care of themselves, and they've manscaped so that if something does go to an intimate level, then you're ready to go. You're all clean and confident, and you can be like, yeah, look at how great I take care of myself, right? And that's going to be something I think a woman is always going to be impressed with, is how well you take care of yourself, right? Manscaping's part of that. Let's see. The guy says, I remember what Steve Jobs said when it came to computers that he built. He had an obsession with the unseen. It makes sense to me, even though it's not on display to the world, it's still a part of who you are. Keeping the unseen clean and neat boosts your confidence and makes you feel better about yourself. So go ahead and trim them up. Okay. It makes you feel like a sex machine. That's what this guy's saying. Manscaping also adds a little flair to your love life. There's just something about having everything all clean and trim that makes sex a whole lot better. I'm not pulling your nuts here. I personally found that having my downstairs trimmed and clean not only added to the pleasure factor, but it also made me want to have sex even more. I guess it's the confident element of all over again. Like I was saying. You know, if you know that, you know, you look great anywhere on your body and you're in an intimate moment, you're going to probably be a lot more apt to, you know, have sex than if you're not. That's like if a woman is on a date and she didn't shave because she didn't think it was going to go somewhere, or she doesn't shave because she's trying to keep herself from going there, moving too fast into intimacy. You know, you don't want somebody to see that you haven't shaved, right? Okay. Especially when I jump out of the shower having used the Happy Notes body wash. Ugh, it keeps mentioning. I'm sorry. I'm not promoting that stuff. And comfort cream. It's like a testosterone boost in a body wash form. It's accelerating if you give it a try. I'm trying this. Manscaping makes you horny, is what he says. And that's the bottom line. It looks so much better. If you're asking anyone, manscaping looks far better than leaving it all grown out. Oh yeah, definitely looks better. Having it all trimmed and clean is far more appealing than not. No woman wants to find a stray strand of floss in their mouth after going downstairs. And that, I think, is the biggest part of this whole manscaping thing that I wanted to bring up, is because if you're trimmed and you're clean and you're smooth, it's not going to smell. You're not going to have a bunch of hair that she's going to have to try to get around. If you're doing oral sex, and same thing for a woman. If your woman has manscaped, and there's a lot of men that insist on that, right? So the same thing with women. You know, you should be doing the same thing. So if you can avoid all of that nastiness, to smell the hair, and it's going to be a much more pleasant experience for both of you on both ends, right? If a woman is manscaped or if a man is manscaped, it's going to be better for your partner, right? Okay. Because it's, you know, who wants to go down into a nasty, smelly, stinky zone? They ain't going to be happening for me. That's why I always say, you better be manscaping. Because you better be taking care of yourself. Because, you know, who wants to keep doing that sort of, that for somebody when... And I would tell you, most women, if they didn't ever have to give a blowjob, they wouldn't do it. Because the only reason that you get oral sex from a woman is because she actually cares about you. Not because she likes doing it. Nobody. And there's very few people that I've talked to who like it. They only do it to please their partner. Right? And, you know, I'm sorry, guys. There's a lot of women who just don't like it. And you have to accept that. So if someone's doing it for you, they probably don't like it all that much. And they're only doing it to please you. Okay. So at least make it just make it so it's not horrible to do. You know, the more you do to make it less unlikable, the more it'll probably happen. That's another pointer. Okay. Let's see. I know my wife says so, and I am sure it's the same with those closest to you. When a man is trimmed, there is a high chance of him getting lucky. I guess when you're manscaped, it's not really luck at all. A trimmed groin makes your package look bigger and more inviting. A manscaped man is far better to look at, cleaner, and more appealing for a partner to get down there, which adds to an overall sexier appearance. Which I agree. It's a no-brainer. Okay. And then five, less chafing for smiling. More smiling. Less chafing, more smiling. Okay. It's what I always say, the smoother the skin, the less it rubs. Or something like that anyway. It's true though. When you manscape downstairs and then you use, make sure you're using some sort of cream or something to keep from getting, when you shave, you can get zits. So you want to make sure you're using something that prevents getting zits, and then also some sort of cream that, so you're not getting all red and chafy. It really stops unwanted trace chafing. Wait, isn't all chafing unwanted? I think so. I had terrible chafing until I started manscaping and using some sort of cream for the groin area. It's a true story, and now I am enjoying my happy endings. If chafing is a problem you're experiencing, then you probably should check out he has a manscaping routine. Six, cleaner, nay, healthier skin. Personally, I found that manscaping helps clean up acne, and it gives me a more overall healthier skin. Whether it was on my back groin area or even my bottom, healthier skin begins with a proper manscaping routine. When all the hair is trimmed up nicely, you can properly clean the area with a nice body wash and treat the area with a refreshing comfort cream. If body acne frustrates you, then maybe manscaping is a place to begin. And that's true. I mean, wherever you have a bunch of hair, you're catching bacteria and dirt causes acne. So if you're getting a lot of acne in your private area, it would probably be the best thing to do is just to get the hair out of there. Totally. And then you're able to directly apply something to the acne and get rid of it right away. And you can keep that area cleaner, which tends to keep from getting zits. I mean, let's just be honest, zits come from oil, dirt, and bacteria mixed together. And if you're sweating and that causes it as well, I mean, your skin's reacting to the bacteria that's building up. And it's not a good thing if you're getting zits. That means you're not keeping it clean enough. And if you can't get the zits go away, that means you need to get rid of the hair. Because the hair is the problem. It's catching everything. Okay, seven, your overall health insight. Manscaping gives you a better view of potentially dangerous skin conditions or cancers. By manscaping your testicles, you're able to survey the area and see if anything should be looked at by the doctor. That's a good point. You're not going to be feeling a bunch of hair. If you're feeling down there, you might be able to feel a bump or a small bump before it gets too big, right? Or you might be able to see a cancerous area starting on the skin, like a mole starting, whatever. Take your time and make sure everything is okay. Catching cancer early will have a positive effect on your recovery. Okay, number eight, zip it up. If you let your pubic hair grow out of control, then there is always a chance that it can get caught in your zipper. If you have ever gotten pubic hair caught in your zipper and then gave it a quick yank up, you know exactly the pain I'm talking about. It's not the best way to manscape, but you'll have less hair down there when it's all done. It's probably better to use the razor. Keep everything trimmed and you won't have to deal with this terrible experience. Good point. Same thing, nine, cooler nights. Another important benefit of keeping your downstairs trim is it's cooler during the hot summer days. It only makes sense to have thick hair during, and not to have thick hair during warm days. Isn't that why men get brush cuts in the summer? Isn't that why you shave your dog, your actual dog? Less hair equals more comfort. It's simple math. A trim downstairs is going to be much cleaner and cooler and easier to manage in the summer, winter, spring, and fall. So, good point. Number 10, it's the latest trend. If you don't want to manscape because you think it's weird, well, you're absolutely wrong. Manscaping is the new trend, and everybody seems to be jumping on the hairless wagon. The latest numbers suggest that 70% of men trim their groin area. What do these numbers tell us? It says you're weird if you don't trim your hair. Conclusion, there you have it, friend. Manscaping is the new shaggy. If you're not manscaping, then you should be purchasing a trimmer now. Seriously. I've been manscaping for several years now, and I absolutely love it. There are so many great benefits to keeping things trimmed and neat that every man or woman should be doing it. Having the right tools is important. You know, you want to make sure you get a trimmer that works for you. But there you go. So, I mention it quite often, you know, manscaping and the benefits that it does for you. But there's just a few. And I always come back to it's cleaner, it's smoother, you know, hair, there's no hair, so it's a lot more pleasant for your partner, but you're also staying away from bacteria, zits, and whatever else. And the important thing that I think he mentioned is it makes it easier for you and your partner to catch any anything that's not normal. So if you catch things like, you know, bumps in your testicles dark spots on your skin, things like that, because you've manscaped and you can see and feel a lot better, then that's a positive. That's a huge positive. And I really don't understand why anybody would want to keep their hair when it causes so much problems. I mean, I definitely want manscaped, and it's so much nicer. You know, it's so much cleaner. I've grown some hair back a couple times, and I didn't like it because it was just nasty to me. It was just nasty to have it. It's sort of like not combing and washing your hair, and it's down there, right? So it's just disgusting. And like I said, it catches that sweat and bacteria so much. So to me, it's beneficial just to get rid of it. And, you know, you'll have gynecologists and urologists that say that it's meant to be there. It's protecting you from other things. But, you know, they're always saying that's protecting you from getting UTIs and things like that. Well, I mean, if you're keeping yourself clean and you're taking showers on a regular basis, I don't really think you have to worry about that as much, right? And I've talked also about how people need to sort of take showers in between having sex sometimes, because that can, you know, that can keep you from getting UTIs, because you're cleaning your both cleaning your private area off between each time you have sex, or each time you change a condom. You know, it's not a big deal. Just get up and jump in the shower together and wash each other off. I mean, it's just make it part of your intimate sexual experience that you're washing each other off. Sometimes you might end up, you know, staying in the shower and doing other things. Wash off again, you know? But it's always a good idea to just jump in the shower really quick and rinse off and clean off, because, you know, if you're having sex, you're sweating, you know, there's abrasion, there could be accidental pee. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can come out during sex. So you want to make sure that, you know, you're taking care of that, you know, and keeping yourself clean. And the reason that I started doing it more often was I got a UTI for the first time with my ex, and, you know, they gave me, I can take penicillin, and I told the doctor that what I did is I was out of town. I was, you know, I lived elsewhere, lived out of town, and I came in town, to be with my, he was my boyfriend at the time, and I realized that, there was something wrong, and I went to his doctor, his family doctor. And, this whole family had been going to this guy for years. And he told me I had a UTI, and I told him. He asked me if I could take penicillin. I said, yeah, I'm not allergic to it. I can take it. I've taken it in the past. He ended up giving me not penicillin, but a generic kind of substitute for penicillin, which is called sulfa. I took a half a pill of that, and I almost died. Like, I didn't feel well. I called him and told him how I felt. He called my boyfriend at work and told him to come pick me up, not to let me walk, that he had to carry me to the car, he didn't send an ambulance or anything, which is probably what he should have done, but I think he knew he had made a mistake and that he was in trouble as a doctor for making that mistake. And so I had to be carried to the car, carried into the hospital, not move, because he was afraid it was going to go through my system and I was going to die before I got to the hospital. And I literally had to lay in a hospital bed for days with all of this stuff being pumped into my body. They were putting fluids into my body to rinse out the sulfa out of my system, this half a pill. And then they had to keep me there to make sure that half a pill of sulfa hadn't ruined my organs. All because he didn't listen to me. And I said, I am not allergic to penicillin. Therefore, if I'm not allergic to penicillin, if you give me the opposite of what penicillin isn't, I'm probably going to be allergic to that. And guess what? That's what it was. And thank God I had the presence of mind to call and say, I'm not feeling well. I had to go home from work. Because I was at work when I took the pill. And I had to go home from work, and then my ex and my boyfriend had to come get me. And oh my gosh, I'll never forget it. And I think this was at the time, I think I was volunteering at a hospital. That's what I was doing. I wasn't at work. I was volunteering at a hospital. And so I had to leave there and come home. And yeah, that was not a good experience. And and the doctor was like taking me off into a private area to examine me, not in the hospital room, because I think he knew he was in trouble and he didn't want anyone else around to witness that I was actually in a bad way, because he knew that he was in some big trouble. And I look back on that now, I probably could have sued his ass and lived off of that for forever. Probably could be rich right now for what he did to me, because he almost killed me. So yeah, you have to be really, really careful with getting a UTI. So after that, my ex and I both were very cautious about, because we knew how I got it, right? It was having sex, and we probably should have been bathing in between each sex act then, and we realized it. And that's when we started, just jumping in the shower between every time we had sex to make sure that that never happened to me again. Because I think he actually got something too. I think he actually got a UTI too. So yeah, you have to be careful when you're having sex to stay clean. So it's not a bad idea to jump into the shower in between. And I think I've told the story on other podcasts that that actual prostitutes actually do that. They, when a person comes, male and female prostitutes will do this. When a person comes to their whatever boudoir or place that they have, they will put them in the shower and make them take a shower and clean them. And I think it's another way for them to look at them to see if they have any kind of venereal diseases or they have any blisters or anything, sores on them, so that they're not getting in bed with somebody who has a venereal disease, etc. So, yeah. And then they will make them take a shower in between each sex act as well. So that's why we were kind of like, well, maybe that's what we should be doing. Because this almost killed me, So, yeah. Yeah, it can get pretty serious. And the UTI didn't almost kill me. Taking the drug that he shouldn't have given me almost killed me. But, you know, in order to avoid that ever happening again, my ex was like, we're going to be a lot more careful from now on. So, yeah, and it didn't put any stunt in our sex life. We had a very good sex life. But yeah, manscaping is definitely something that helps. You know, it helps to keep the bacteria out. Same thing with women's scaping. It helps to keep that area cleaner. So when you do wash up, you're getting everything off of you. It's not getting caught in a hair. Or you're not, you know, sometimes when you have hair in there, you can't, it never feels like you're getting everything, right? Because you can't wash it like you wash the hair on your head. You know, it's pretty obvious you can get to the hair on your head, but down there, sometimes you're not sure if you've gotten everything. You can't see it all, right? You'd have to sit there with a mirror to be able to catch it all. But, so you have to be a little more careful. And so it's better to just shave all that hair off, know that you're getting everything clean, you've contacted everything, right? And you're getting it all clean. And that's why it's a good idea sometimes for women to actually use like a warm water douche between each sex act as well. Just go in and kind of douche it out, you know, and get rid of all of that nastiness. So, I mean, some people might think it's overkill, but, you know, we felt like it was better to be cautious than to have something like that happen again. And like I said, we had a great sex life. So, manscaping is a great thing to do. Shaving your beard is a great thing to do. And those are the reasons why. Because it can be really nasty. And like I said, nobody wants hair in their mouth. Men, you don't want that. When you're giving a woman oral sex, you know, that's why bikini waxes are very popular. That's why depilatories are very popular to take hair off. Because, you know, you want that to be a clean area when you're doing that down there. It makes it a lot more pleasant, you have to admit. Same thing for a woman or for a man. If you get rid of all that hair, it makes it a lot more pleasant for your partner to, you know, pleasure you orally. And you want it to happen, and you want them to want to do it more often, you know, and the best way to do that is to get rid of all that hair. But yeah, there's your reasons for doing the manscaping and the womanscaping and shaving all that hair off of your face. I don't know what it is, but, you know, there's a lot more men who are growing beards nowadays, and I'm not a fan of it. Not a fan of it at all. I'm not even a fan of the 5 o'clock shadow, none of that. And the reason is that when I've had a couple guys who did have, like, 5 o'clock shadows, or had, you know, like, small mustaches, or they'd have, like, just a little beard, and I got, my face just got ravaged by their beards, right? Or their 5 o'clock shadows. Because, you know, when you get it, when you really get into kissing, etc., and you're getting into making love, you know, you're not thinking about all that, and it shows up later on your face, like, not, you know, pretty within an hour or so on your face, and you're like, oh my god, look at my face, and it hurts. And it's, you know, your skin's been scraped almost like needles all over your face sometimes. And it hurts really bad. And then it's like, well, guess what? Stay away from me, you know, until this heals. I don't want to get near you, right? And so that's when my ex had a 5 o'clock shadow one time. And that was it. That was the last time he ever did that. He made sure that he was clean shaven because he knew that I would be like, nope. Don't come near me until you shave that face. And he always had a smooth, clean, shaven face. He would come home every day from work, and he would shave his face. Because, you know, he wanted to be close to me. He wanted to be intimate with me. And he knew that that was part of the deal, right? So, yeah. It's never a pleasant... It's never been a pleasant thing for me. And I've never been attracted to anyone who's had a beard or... You know, I'm not saying that I don't look at someone and think they're cute, but I'm probably never going to go intimate with that kind of a person because I don't like beards. I don't like mustaches. I don't like any of that. I compare it. There's a part in the movie of, I can't think of the name of it. It's with Gwyneth Paltrow and Johnny Depp are in the movie. Oh, I can't think of the name of the movie now, but there's a scene where Gwyneth Paltrow's character is actually having the gag reflex because the man, Johnny Depp plays her husband in the movie. He has grown a mustache. He's grown one of those little mustaches that kind of curls up on the edge, and it gives her it makes her sick to her stomach. And she's like, "When are you gonna get rid of that thing? You know, when are you gonna shave it?" Or and at one point she makes says in the line, "Have you excommunicated the thing that has come between us? Like, this is this horrible thing that has come between us. Have you gotten rid of it?" Which she's talking about the mustache. So she won't, you know, get near him. She won't kiss him. She won't, you know, and every time she tries to kiss him, she gets a gag reflex and starts, and he starts getting a gag reflex and a reaction to her gag reflex. It's really a funny scene. So it was done well. And I can't think of the name of the movie right now, but you look it up. It's Gwyneth Paltrow and Johnny Depp are in a movie together, and he play and he has an English accent in the movie. But I always bring that scene out and show it to people and say, "This is what I think of must. This is what I think of male facial hair right here." And you know, I don't even mind a guy having longer hair on his head. I don't even mind that as long as they take care of it and they keep it washed. If they're not washing their hair daily or taking care of their hair or keeping it trimmed, etc., combed the whole nine yards, then I'm not going to like that either. Any more than a guy would like it if a woman's long hair wasn't taken care of, right? But I am absolutely against facial hair. I don't like it. I mean, I kind of like, you know, like when men have like the pompadour hair. I love that. I like putting my fingers through somebody's pompadour, long curly locks, whatever. But, you know, I'm not into the facial hair. And I'm not into someone who doesn't manscape. You know, if you're a hairy mess, I'm not, it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna, or back hair, I'm not into back hair. I really think that should also be something that people take care of. In fact, you know, that's something that a lot of guys will have permanent, they'll buy the little permanent laser gun hair removals, or they'll go have treatments done where they can get that permanently taken off, because it's a lot of people are not into that. Again, I know there are people who are into the bears, there are people who do like that, but that's not my preference. So, okay. What do you guys think? What do you think about facial hair? What do you think about manscaping? Do you prefer that? Is it more of a turn on if you know somebody is already doing that and they're already taking care of themselves? Sort of that metrosexual kind of thing. Or, you know, do you like hair? You know, there's a little bit of that in everybody, you know, everybody likes different things. So let me know. And if there are any other subject matters you want me to broach on this podcast or talk about, or if anybody would like to come on the show and discuss things, that's another thing that I'm looking at doing here in the future, is having guests on the show. So let me know. Until then, Amherst Eclectic.